Good morning. It's 6:57 a.m. on, what is it? It's Tuesday, July the 23rd. Pretty sure. I'm reasonably certain it's still the 29th. Yeah, 2019. It is the 23rd of 2019. Hello, good morning. I'm awake. No, not really. I haven't been up. I've been awake about 35 minutes. I was awake about 10 minutes before I put on my boots and headed out. So I'm a little bit discombobulated this morning. Cat woke me up at 3:45. I got up, fed the cat, sacked out on the couch again. But I wanted to get out before it got warm. Yesterday was glorious. Yesterday was like 85 degrees. It was a wonderful day. It was beautiful weather. Today's not supposed to be too much worse. But I wanted to get out before it got up. Before the sun got up, made walking unpleasant. Guy walking his dog, riding his bicycle. Morning.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem. He's riding his bike. He's got the dog on a leash. Dog is a happy looking dog, let me tell you. By the time coming, he was on the sidewalk, so I stepped off into the street so he could have the width of the sidewalk to maintain his bicycle control and the dog. So what am I going to talk about today? I have no idea. I got stuff coming up. This weekend is Novelrama, a weekend of furious writing and madcap llama memes. Nobody rides the drama llama on Novelrama. But we have a lot of running llama memes. A lot of strange looking things happening. We've got word sprints scheduled from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. The goal, of course, is to write 25,000 words in 4 days, which would be about 20,000 words more than I've written in the last month, which would be really good. I don't have that many more words left in this book. I think I might do some sprints this morning just to get back into practice. I have to schedule. I'm running a 3-hour session every day all weekend. So I think it's Sunday night is the awkward one. But I think most of them are early morning. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have 3 days. I wonder if I could finish this book in 3 days. So that's coming up. I'm trying to think of what else I've got. I've got to make yogurt today. I'm almost out again. I love that skyr stuff. I didn't drain it quite as much this last time, so it's a little looser. you drain it a lot, and it reduces down, reduces its volume, and it becomes much more dense. And the dense is good, it's nice, it's... it's about the consistency of... oh, I don't know... ice cream. But it's pushing toward cream cheese levels of consistency. Which is, you know, not bad, but it has a delightful tang. Works good with blueberries and granola. But I like it a little bit looser. I only drained it for like a couple hours instead of overnight. Okay. Lady working hard here, doing a race walk. Good morning.
Morning.
What I want to talk about this morning. The story is the story is the story, right? And the more time I spend in the story, the harder it gets to write, but the more I like it. I know South Coast was not my bestseller. But I feel the need to finish this story arc, to finish this connection from Otto Krug to Sarah to Ida Hafshir. And it's difficult for me to put that aside and do something else, because I've been putting it aside to do something else since 2010, 2009. But I'm thinking about Novelorama, and we're going to do it with Novelorama, because writing in Cape Grace is real slow. Now, I don't know if it's slow because I'm slow. Come on up, Wanda, get ready. Say it with me. One post. Whether it's slow because I'm being persnickety about what I write in, or if it's because I'm spending a lot of time moving between sections, trying to find where the next piece goes. Which reminds me, I thought of another place where I need a section. lady during her race walk. She's working up a good sweat. Keeping up a good pace, I know. It's a little bit faster than me at this point. I do not have the metronome going this morning. Morning. But I might try to do something like put together the outline for the first Barbarian book. See what that looks like in Scrivener. Or at least put together a 40 cents outline for it that I can then turn into a Scrivener document. There's a comment on Golden Age the other day, yesterday maybe. The days all go together. I don't have any idea. I have a very difficult time keeping track of what day is what day and what things happened on which day. Where one of the fans complained about how far we've drifted from better deals in the afternoon into nuclear weapons and other kinds of things that... good morning! That weren't actually part of the original. And I think there's a couple of things going on here. One is needing to move Ishmael forward and sort of being a little bit at a loss for where to take him and how to get him where I needed him to be. And he is where he needs to be now. This is a good solid breakpoint. I think part of it is that I've sort of peeled back the curtain to reveal that it's not all peaches and cream. It's not all safety and security. That there are bad actors who operate on a large scale. They just weren't part of Ishmael's life. Deep space billionaires. So I don't know. I hey, I just brought that up before. The Ishmael stories have drifted quite a lot from the below decks drama. As soon as he went to the academy, things started shifting. And I think the stories stand pretty well. Let's see how it shakes out. I don't know where it's going to go. There's a certain faction probably amongst the fans who are, oh no, we're going to go into Roman. Do we have to do Roman? I don't know. Not right away. I have to write something else first. I really want to spend some time working on the attendance report.
Morning.
kids on their bikes. Do the barbarian stories. What does it look like when the old women are the ones who are in charge of the villages and not the old men? I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be interesting. Interesting to write. I hope it's going to be interesting to write. Today's the 23rd. I have not missed a walk yet this month. Probably just jinxed myself. I do have to get yogurt on this morning. I can't do it till my wife gets up because the Instapot makes a noise that is not a usual noise heard around the house, and that will wake her. And she's been something of a night owl lately, and it makes it difficult for me to do anything early in the morning because she's very light sleeper. Coming up on it, here I am. At the back gate. Point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.